Baba Basra Perke Mishnah Dalit. Hakoinishne Ilonois Bitirste Chaveroi. Somebody who buys two trees in somebody else's field. That means he's not buying the field, he's buying two trees. What does it mean to buy a tree in somebody else's field? A tree is the wood, it's the leaves, it's the branches, the bark, and the peris. And that's probably what he wants. He wants the peris. Very valuable, but what about the tree needs the ground? He's not selling him the ground. Hareza loy konokarki, bought the trees, not the ground. Rebmeya oimer konokarka. By definition, when he's buying two trees, what he's really doing is he's buying an orchard. Yes, it's very limited. He bought two trees on the left front corner of the field. So he bought that place. He bought the trees with the ground. He doesn't buy the ground between the trees, but he bought the ground that the tree is yoinik from. The machlokes over here is whether two trees is called a stei ilon. Three we'll have in the Sefer, the Mishnah certainly is. The machlokes over here is only gabe two. What's the ramifications? What's the nafgimino whether he owns the ground or not? He has the right to keep his tree there. And he bought the tree. What's the nafgimino? Higdilu, when the tree grows and they spread their wings, they spread their branches, lo yishape. The balakarka is not allowed to cut off the branches, even though it's definitely not good for his ground, Yena's branches spreading out. However, he was meshabed himself, the ground to function, to service the tree. That means like this. It's the lekeach's schus, which is not going to work for him. If a moicher is selling a lekeach two trees, is selling the tree without the ground, so then Lamaisa, when Shimon bought the trees, his branches spread out, they are damaging the ground. You can't plant tomatoes there if it's covered by branches. So now the moicher is chafing at the bit. He wants to cut off the branches of the lekeach's tree. There's only one little problem. Since the moicher never gave him the ground, by definition, having Shimon have trees in Reuven's field means that Reuven's field is meshubet to Shimon's trees. So Mamela, Reuven has to bite his tongue and he has to let Shimon's tree flourish. You meshabed yourself to that. If we, however, look at it, that Reuven, when he sold Shimon the trees, sold it to him with the ground, so he wasn't meshabed anything. The ground that belongs to Shimon belongs to him. What doesn't belong, doesn't belong. And Mamela, he'll be able to chop the branches, so we'll see that in the Sefer. So the Mishnah says, Higdiloi, according to the Tanakhama, that it's only a sale of the trees, not a sale of the ground. Lo yishape, he's not allowed to chop the branches. The moicha, that is. V'ha'olam in ha'geza, whatever comes out of the trunk, shaloi, belongs to the koine. Because that's part of the tree. U'min ha'shroshim, shroshim of a tree have a way of spreading. We learned a lot about that in the second parak. So when they spread, that's shaykh to the balakarka. He's not meshubid. And whatever's in the ground, not by the tree, belongs to the balakarka. So mela, those belong to the balakarka. He's allowed to keep whatever grows from shroshim that spread outward of the tree. Vimesu, if the trees die, en lekarka. That's it, lekarka is done. According to the Tanakhama, the lekar bought only the trees, so the trees die, that's it, finished. The relationship between the moich and lekar is over. Konashloisha, however, if the moich sold the lekar three, there everybody's masking that's a stay ilon. He sold it to him as a field with the ground. Konakarka, higdilu, yeshape. If it grew, the moicher is allowed to cut off because he wasn't meshaber anything. He sold him what he sold him. What he didn't sell him, he didn't sell him. V'hoilam and agezam and ashoshim shaloi. That avada, since the ground where the tree grows belongs to the lekeach, as well as the tree. So anything that grows from the trunk or even from the roots that spread out, that ground belongs to the lekeach. So shaloi, they belong to the lekeach. V'mesu yesh lekarka. Even if they die, the ground, however, belongs to the lekeach. He has a right to replant over there. The Gemara has a famous tzushtal that this tree will also, the famous sugi over here, will also have another nafkimina if a person has a field of shivas haminim and he sold trees to somebody else. Can the lekeach, who now harvests rimoinim, te'enim, tomorrow, can he bring Bikurim? Bikurim are brought to the Beis HaMikdash, Parshas Kisavoy, and the person who owns the peiros, person who's bringing the peiros says, "Al adama shenasata li." The ground has to belong to the person who's bringing the peiros. Is he the owner of the ground or not? The chutz told in this shmuz. So the Rabbi has a whole sukkah. This is one of the discussions, one of the ramifications of a person who has a schus to peiros without really owning the tree. Without owning the ground of the tree. Another example would be kinyan peiros with kinyan aguf. Famous sukkah machlokes amiroim whether kinyan peiros. If a person has a schus to the peiros of the tree, does he own the tree or does he only have a schus to eat the peiros but he doesn't really own the tree with the ground? So that'll be another nafkamina. Mishnah Hey, Hamoicher Resh Behem Agaso. Now we're talking about pieces. A person goes into a butcher and he buys a piece of meat. And the shell is what's included in that. He bought the head of a Behem Agaso. I don't know if he's buying the head because it's before Rosh Hashanah. Never heard of a minig of serving Leil Rosh Hashanah for the Simonim, a head of Behem Agaso, which is a Shor Poro, a Resh HaKeves we've heard of. But a Behem Agaso is a Shor Poro. So why is he buying it? Basically, but that's what he bought. The head is the head, the feet are the feet. Yeah, it's not. The head don't go together with the feet. If he sold the raglayim, he's not selling the head. Sounds like there's some type of a hamina, which is hard to understand. The head is the head, feet are feet. Then the Mishnah adds, mochar es hakonef, he sold the lungs of the behemah gasa, loimochar es hakovid. He didn't sell the covid, the kidneys, the liver, I'm sorry. Mochas ha-covid le mochas ha-kona. If he sold the liver, he didn't sell the kona. Each part is aimed bifnei atzmai. It sounds like the whole mission over here, the chiddush, is only in order to make a masha enken. Aval, however, by behema daka, bedaka, it doesn't work that way. Mochas ha-roish, mochas ha-raglai. Tasad, he said roish. He sold the roish. The bederech klal, they're thrown in. And then the kudul l'chair is pashut. Balabatish, most of the meat that a person would buy, a cut of meat, is from the sides of the behemoth, the gufa behemoth. The head doesn't have that much meat. Elamai, what is it? It's a little bit meat together with some protein, with some bones. It's thrown into the cholent and it melts and it gives a little bit flavor. The legs are the same thing. It doesn't have much flesh on it. So Mela, you could hear that there's one cut of meat called a roish viraglayim. And therefore, Roish raglayim, it goes together. Behemah daka, it's smaller, so it goes together. It's not so large. Mochas raglayim, loy mochas roish. However, the Mishnah says that's only roish includes raglayim, but raglayim doesn't include roish. The roish does have a chshivas bifnei atzmo, even by a daka. The same thing is true. Mochas hakona, mocher es hakoved. The kovid is not nechshav bifnei atzmo. Mochas hakoved, loy mochas hakona. Each one has a chshivas for itself. So we're used to a liver being a maichel choshev. Liver is considered healthy, and doctors recommend it for people who are anemic, v'chule. So really, that's something by itself. Kone, vaisdes is a cut of meat that also has, even by a daka. The only case where it goes ze im ze is only by the first case, that roish includes the raglayim.